welcome to PCB Chat. I'm your host, Mike Buto. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB West, the leading conference and exhibition for the printed circuit design and manufacturing industry. Join thousands of engineers and designers this September at the Santa Clara Convention Center. Visit the website at pcbwest.com for more information. We recorded this podcast live at Zukin Innovation World. Our apologies for any background noise on the recording.
I'm here with Kent McLareth, who is president of Zukin USA, and we're at Zukin Innovation World in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Kent, it's been a pretty successful conference so far from my point of view. I hope you feel the same way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great conference. Thank you.
One of the things that was announced this week is CR8000 2019. And, a lot of the upgrades, it appears, are as a result of direct customer feedback.
Definitely, yes.
Is that always typical of all your tools?
Yes, it is. It is always the customer voice first. We, of course, have to look out at what's happening in the marketplace. We have to make our own determinations on overall tool directions, but typically the specific enhancements themselves are coming from our customers. They use the tools to do what they need, so their voice is the voice that matters to us when it comes to how we need to implement and update the tools.
Now, there's some very big name companies that are represented here, and I'm not sure whether I can get into any details about who I've seen, but there's top tier OEMs from the consumer and the mobile space, top tier OEMs from the heavy automotive equipment space, the top mill and aero companies are here.
Yes.
You have a window to make revisions. You have only so many engineers and so much time before the next point revision has to come out. How do you marry all those probably sometimes conflicting requests?
It's a great question, and we'd love to do everybody's enhancement if we could, but what we try to do is look across the interactions we have with the customers and the enhancement requests that we do get, and we look for as much commonality as we can, and we'll try to craft it. It's really a balancing act. I mean, it's really a negotiating act. If you're crafting an enhancement that would benefit Mil Aero, can we make that benefit automotive? Can we make it benefit heavy equipment or high tech or whatever it is? And I would say in the PCB world, typically we can, because most, regardless of what market you're in, what vertical you're in, most companies who design PCBs at least follow the same process or a very similar process. In the electrical world, it is not that way. An automotive company follows a completely different electrical design process from a Mil Aero company, typically, because the automotive company may be starting with the same frame every year, right? So the wires and the harnesses aren't going to change, but the electronics behind them are going to change. So you start with the physical, and you may move back towards the electrical, where it's always the opposite in PCB, right? You start with the schematic, and you move forward. So that may be a overly wordy answer, but I would say in the world of PCB, that's a much easier paradigm to solve than in the world of electrical. The world of electrical is far more diverse than the world of PCB. And so one of the ways that we address that in the world of electrical and wire harness is to release different editions of the same product. We really don't do that in the PCB world. So
one of the things I'd like to point out is that Zukin has seemed to be very successful in the mil aero space.
Yes.
Capturing market share there.
Yes, definitely.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the tools are the most advanced on the market. We have the only set of PCB tools that was written this century. I mean, most of the PCB tools that are out there are from essentially written in the 90s, and they were Unix-based originally and then ported to work in the Microsoft environment, and they've never quite been optimized to do that. Ours have. You know, it's multi-threading, it's multi-core, it's the only native 3D design system out there for printed wiring board and printed circuit board and packaging. You know, it's multi-board, right? We can connect multiple boards together, we can design multiple boards together, and because it's 3D, we can design while it's in the enclosure, right? It's not a post design check, we can design with that system. We can design with that system together. So I'll start by saying the reason we've been successful is because the products are the most advanced, and our very advanced customers, such as the Mil-Aero folks who are here, need that technology. They need that technology in order to produce that technology. You may be asking that question because ultimately our parent company is a Japanese company, and we're not based, headquarters is not based in the U.S. But in the U.S., we are fully compliant with all of the ITAR requirements and so forth. So we're equally adept at handling confidential data and so forth. We follow all the DoD requirements for information handling, and we're certified to do that. So there's no reason not to buy from Zukin. You want to buy the best tools you can.
In the past 12 months, Zukin's made a few acquisitions, with Vitec being maybe the most prominent.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Does this portend more merger and acquisition activity? Zukin traditionally hasn't been heavy in that space.
But it's a fair question.
I mean, your acquisitions always seem to me to be very strategic. You know, you're not buying someone for market share. You're not buying someone for a product. It's a very different type of approach, in my opinion.
It's exactly correct. So when we acquire a company, the company has to make sense for Zukin. That company not only needs to be an extension of what we do, but we think that that company also needs to strengthen what we do. Okay, so with the acquisition of Vitec, which is model-based systems engineering, it might seem like that's pretty far outside of our norm. But if you watch the presentations, you'll know that it really isn't, because we see that as needing to connect. So that's going to strengthen the model-based systems engineering world, being connected with the detailed design world, but it's also going to strengthen the detailed design world. So if it doesn't strengthen both the acquired company and the acquiring company, then it's not an acquisition we're interested in. Now you ask the question, are you going to be doing more of these? We do them when it makes sense. And so I would say at the pace of technological advancement, and the model-based enterprise, and the digital thread, and the digital twin, and this race to make it to this digital enterprise, it's likely that you would see more acquisition activity, because more of those cases are going to exist where we say, okay, here's another adjacent area that makes sense for Zukin, and that would not only strengthen the company we're acquiring, but strengthen us as well. So it would be a reasonable assumption that because industry's changing so fast, that Zukin may grow more quickly. But I can't say, would we make one acquisition this year or zero or five? It really just depends on the... It just depends on the situation.
Yeah. Now, following that thread about the digital twin and digital manufacturing,
yep.
Your keynote this week, Stephen Collins from ANARC,
yes.
And they presented as well. They're a systems engineering company that develops tools for helping with work instructions and things like that, so that you can go beyond just, you get the 3D visualization of how the board, the enclosure, the screws, everything comes together.
Yes.
So with Vitec, does that enhance your relationship with partners like ANARC?
No, it certainly does, because Vitec, being model-based systems engineering, touches every engineering discipline, right? And you saw something consistent from ANARC. ANARC is touching every engineering discipline, right? They began by doing visualization and easily consumable visualization of mechanical pieces, but now they've moved into electrical too with the partnership with Zukin, because that digital twin has to be a full digital twin. It can't be a shell, can't be just wires. It's got to be the whole twin of the product put together. And that dovetails very nicely into the world of model-based systems engineering, because model-based systems engineering integrates with mechanical, electrical, electronic, software, all of the engineering disciplines. So yes, it becomes a much more complete picture of the same puzzle.
And last thing is, Zukin's coming off a couple of pretty good years.
Yes.
And the industry at large is coming off of a nice run for PCB, and they still use MCM as part of the design tools.
Absolutely.
Even though,
yeah,
you know, most of us don't talk about MCM specifically anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see anything in the forecast that would give you pause for that changing?
I really don't. I mean, from what we're seeing, the economy is going to continue to be strong. The changes and the advancements in engineering and electronic products in general are continuing to ramp up. I think you saw in one of the presentations, right? The next 100 years is going to be 20,000 years worth of technological advances. That can only mean growth, and that can only mean advancement. So I only see, you know, growth and more exciting things ahead. I mean, when we were planning this conference, our sort of internal buzz phrase was "strap in," because just so much is happening. So we expect only continued growth and continued advancement and more cool changes ahead.
Great. Well, my guest on PCB Chat has been Kent McClareth, who's president of Zukin USA. Kent, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
I want to remind listeners that today's podcast has been sponsored by PCB West, the leading conference and exhibition for the printed circuit design and manufacturing industry. Join thousands of engineers and designers this September at the Santa Clara, California Convention Center. Visit the website at pcbwest.com for more information. This has been Mike Buteau for PCB Chat. Have a nice day.